I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios. We're going to continue our conversation with Kurt Sampson, the well-known author and most recently released the book Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods, which documents his life all the way from a 17-year-old kid in the junior leagues, working his way all the way up to the Masters Championship in 2019. And Kurt is still with us right now over the phone. Kurt, before we went to that last commercial break, we were talking about 2009 and really the downward spiral that just sent shockwaves throughout the golf world. We saw a giant come tumbling down to the ground. You had just told us what that was like covering the game of golf at that particular time. But for someone like Tiger Woods, who seemed invincible, to go through that particular stage in their life, it's truly remarkable.
Yeah, you know, Tiger, my theory is that Tiger then was married. His father had died or was soon to die. I think he looked around and observed himself to some degree and saw that all of it wasn't making him as happy as he thought it should. That merely winning golf tournaments did not bring joy because there was another tournament coming up, another major to prepare for. He had this restless brand of competitiveness that didn't allow for a moment of, thankfulness or let's party, let's celebrate. In fact, his wife, after a Masters win, Elon asked him what we're going to do to celebrate. Let's get the champagne, let's have dinner. And he just said, no, we don't do that. No celebration. So I think he thought that massive self-indulgence might be the way to make him actually get some pleasure out of this trip, and thus the regular trips to on his own jet to Las Vegas for lots of bad behavior with Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan, who were bad influences on him, and a million mistresses, and finally it all fell apart.
I mean, as far as Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan are concerned, it's a realm that, Kurt, we probably would never be able to comprehend, right? Because we've never experienced success at that particular level on that grandest of stage. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it almost seems like during that first part of Tiger Woods' career, it's borderline a sociopath. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, another writer, good friend, a man named John Garrity, who had the Tiger beat with Sports Illustrated for fully 15 years, and in those 15 years got exactly 10 minutes of alone time with Tiger for an interview. John characterized Tiger as a clinical narcissist, an absolute the world revolves, everything revolves around me guy. Everything is a transaction. Very low on empathy. No real understanding of other people's feelings. Sociopath, you know, I guess that's in the same category, really, isn't it?
It's somewhat. Yeah, I know it's a harsh word to use, but yeah, somewhat. I mean, it is in the same category. So this is obviously a very humbling experience for Tiger in 2009. And then, Kurt, what were some of the changes that were noticeable from a media standpoint for someone who decides to write a book, again, Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods? What were some of the changes that were noticeable post-2009?
You know, I wasn't following him closely for some number of years. I picked up on the Tiger story only in the last few years when re-engaged in Tiger when it looked like it was all over. What in the wake of the the back surgery and the DUI, and I'm thinking about what a sad end it was to the, to that gaudy career. And then in November 2018, when he won the Tour Championship, which ratcheted up the excitement for the 2019 Masters so far, I mean, so very high, which is really the centerpiece of this new book of mine we're talking about. That's when I came to, we all came to notice that the guy had mellowed and matured to some degree. He's had become a doting father. In some respects, he was taking the lessons of Earl and going the opposite direction, where people may not know that Tiger is Earl's, fourth child. Like some people, Earl had sort of a first family that he ignored. Tiger decided not to do that. Earl was a womanizer of epic proportions, and then Tiger was, and then he decided not to do that either. So I think those kind of new healthy approaches were resulting in a happier guy, and a guy who was slightly easier to deal with. He was still an introvert, but less, I don't know what the word is, less tense about it, less haunted or hunted looking in the public arena where a writer might shout out a question. He just seemed like a happier camper.
And I love the fact that this book is actually put together in three different pieces, right? So we're talking about the beginning, we're talking about the fall, then we're talking about the rise once again. And as you just alluded to a moment ago, you started taking interest in Tiger when it appeared that it was all over. If I'd have told you in 2017 he was going to win the Masters in 2019, you probably would have laughed at that, right?
So would Tiger. Tiger was telling people in so many words, it is over for me. I can barely move. I'll be happy to walk without pain again, much less swing a golf club and win a tournament. Yes, he had this back fusion surgery. Tiger should take a knee to his surgeon at the something or other back institute in Dallas. And then, in typical Tiger fashion, he just rehabbed like mad. He was, you know, first of all, a superb athlete, and secondly, absolutely dedicated to the comeback. So he cut no corners, and then surprised us all with how well he could still play.
Kurt Sampson, again, our guest right now. He's author of the book Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. And Kurt, I haven't gotten to the 2019 Masters yet in the book, so I'm going to have you walk me through it. We've had Vern Lundquist on the show. He's one of my favorite interviews. We talked about some of the greatest moments in sports history that he had the pleasure of calling. So I have to ask you, someone that is a golf enthusiast and has been around the game his entire life, what is that moment like? What was that moment like when Tiger Woods won the 2019 Masters?
Well, I see it as less a moment than as, a four-round tournament. And then the cliche is right. The back nine on Sunday at Augusta is when the thing begins. And what drama, a terrific theater. And the unlikeliest thing, really, I don't know how well you remember the 12th hole, final round, and four of the five guys on the top of the leaderboard, four of the five top ones hit mere nine irons into Ray's Creek, and those four guys make double bogey. Tiger ignores that inviting pin there to the right, takes a nine iron and hooks it and keeps it left, a very cautious play, and the smart one. And it was the difference in the tournament. There were, of course, some more thrills and spills and chills in the final six holes. But that 12th hole is still so mind-blowing. It's fun to recall, and I had a couple of the participants recall it for me, and that was a fun part of the book.
you know, it's again, just an incredible story. I mean, really, it's a movie script through and through, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. And if you go back to 2009 to 2017, everything in between, you talk about the 2019 Masters, you talk about Tiger Woods getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, for crying out loud. Is there a more interesting story front to back as far as a professional athlete is concerned than Tiger Woods in your mind?
Geez, I'm hard put to think of one.
I am too.
Because his story isn't just comeback; it's redemption. I cannot think of any other athlete or public personality really who descended so low in the popular mind, who was an embarrassment really, and as we said earlier, a punchline to for Letterman and Leno, and then. Then the world turned, and he's back on top, the very top, and possibly more popular than ever. An incredible trip for Tiger.
And there's no question about it. Again, Kurt Sampson, our guest right now. Kurt, I definitely enjoyed the conversation. The book is called Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. But Kurt, before I let you go, please let the listeners know about some of your other work that may be of interest and how, of course, we can follow your work.
Oh, sure. I have these three books that are sort of evergreen. They were published a while ago, but they just keep selling in paperback form. And they are Hogan, my biography of the great man Ben Hogan, The Masters, subtitle Golf, Money, and Power in Augusta, Georgia. That's an evergreen book. I'm gratified that people still like that. And a third one you may not have heard of, but it was only my second book, and I've written 18 of them. It's called The Eternal Summer, which is a recap of the 1 year in golf in which Arnold Palmer, Ben Hogan, and Jack Nicklaus competed against each other in a meaningful way. And it contains possibly the best golf tournament ever. If not the 2019 Masters, the 1960 U.S. Open would be a strong contender for best theater, best picture nominee for the Academy Awards. So I hope people will pick up anything I've written, but those three books plus the new one, I hope people will have a look and enjoy them.
Well, I certainly will. Kurt Sampson, again, author, joining us on the show. Kurt, I really enjoyed the time today. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was great being on. Thank you.
That's Kurt Sampson, again, author of the book Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. We are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. I'd like to thank Coach Mark Stuckenschneider also for taking out the time to join us on the show today. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. Be safe. I am out.